Reading Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord God, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly.
The reading from Matthew, which we've just heard, is probably the most challenging about our perception of Jesus Christ. There are several issues which may lead us to think that Jesus was a sexist, a racist, and downright rude. Let's listen again to some of the scripture that Pam brought us. Jesus first took a trip to Tyre and Sidon. They'd no sooner arrived when a Canaanite woman came from the hills and pleaded, "Mercy, Master, Son of David, my daughter is cruelly afflicted by an evil spirit." What did Jesus do? He ignored her. Well, that was pretty rude. We're normally used to Jesus showing compassion. And the disciples came and complained. "Now she's bothering us. Would you please take care of her? She's driving us crazy." Jesus refused, telling them, "I've got my hands full just dealing with the lost sheep of Israel." Well, why did he ignore her? Was it because she was a Canaanite and not a Jew? Seems odd. Then the woman came back to Jesus, went on her knees and begged, "Master, help me." And he replied, "It's not right to take bread out of children's mouths and throw it to the dogs." Was he again favouring Israel above other communities? Again, possibly a racist attitude because she was a Gentile, or because she was considered inferior being a woman. Today we would be shouting from the rooftops, "You're sexist!" She was quick to answer him, "You're right, Master, but beggar dogs do get scraps from the master's table." Jesus appears to give in. "O woman, your faith is something else. What you want is what you get." And right then, her daughter became well. Now, if we just left it there, you could well leave this morning shattered that the Christ you have come to know is nothing more than a racist, sexist, rude man. Well, don't head for the doors yet, because we're going to hear in part two, hopefully, where I convince you that you've not been duped all these years. I'd forgotten to mention it's Mothering Sunday. Of course. Sorry about the lack of daffodils. Here in this text we're looking at this morning, we have a mother who just doesn't give up. She's that nagging, if I dare say it, nagging woman. I think someone got told off for saying that just recently. But yeah, we have this nagging woman. So recapping, we currently have our Saviour ignoring a woman in need. who, due to her nagging, he gives in to her demand. The reading goes on against everything that we hold dear in our Lord, one who is caring and loving to all. Remember, Christ was without sin. So let's unravel this all a little bit. Jesus has travelled to Tyre and Sidon, away from Jewish territory, an area which in the past had been hostile to the Israelites. He has invaded this woman's world, not the other way around. He's invaded her world. Jesus and the disciples are out of their comfort zone. It was bandit country, and all their safety nets as Jews had been removed. They were amongst Gentiles, with whom they had little or nothing in common, and were probably a little bit on edge. They are then made more uncomfortable when a woman starts shouting at them. In my years as a copper, I can relate to this experience of being outside of my comfort zone on a number of occasions and being shouted at, mainly at demonstrations and especially when on the picket lines in Derbyshire during the miners' strike. I was a long way from home, in an environment which was totally alien to me, among a mining community who were very tight-knit. And they treated you like the enemy. I'm sure you can think of times when you felt a bit uncomfortable in an environment that is a little bit unusual to you. On the face of it, this is a deeply uncomfortable passage. Jesus goes to Tyre and Sidon. He was coming to the end of his public ministry. Soon he would go to Caesarea Philippi, where he asked the disciples who they think he is. Well, this woman knows exactly who he is, because she calls him Master, Son of David. Treats him like a king. Then everything builds up to his crucifixion. Did he go to Sidon to get some peace and quiet, to get away from the Jews? A Canaanite woman comes shouting at him and the disciples, pleading for help. Now, in those days, no respecting woman would talk to a man like she talked to Jesus, let alone a Gentile woman who spoke first and did not wait to be spoken to. Jesus' response to her plea to help her daughter is to do nothing, absolutely nothing. He didn't even answer her. Now, the Bible gives no explanation as to why he might have done this, but we could read into it that Jesus is forcing a bit of a reaction, not only from the woman, but from his disciples. In fact, the disciples think they should follow his lead and ignore people outside of their group, and they urge him to send her away as she's bothering them. Jesus then says, "I was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel." This only adds fuel to what they already assume that is his opinion, and to keep those people out of their little clique. If Jesus was agreeing with them, he would have sent her away. But he starts talking cleverly and beginning a dialogue, which would lead to spiritual growth for the disciples and the woman. The woman kneels before him. "Lord, help me." The Jesus we know, we would expect him to reach out and comfort her. But no. On the face of it, it looks as though he is going to humiliate her by saying, It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. This seems very cruel, as he's suggesting that she's no better than a dog, less than a human, searching for scraps under the table. Or is he just lighting the touch paper? It is this moment that he shows the disciples that salvation is for all and not just for the Jews. The woman's feisty. She's not put off. She'll do anything for her daughter. Nothing will stop her getting the help for her. And she retorts, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Basically, she's saying, surely there's enough to go around. The message here is that the abundance of God transcends all racial boundaries and gender issues. It cannot be contained or fenced in. There is plenty to go around. He responds, "Woman, great is thy faith. Let it be done as you wish." The woman had not yet come to faith in Jesus in the sense she wanted to be a follower or to give up her Gentile heritage and convert to Judaism. She wanted to remain as she was, but asked Jesus to reach out into her cultural setting. Is this not the challenge of today? We must not expect others to come to us, joining us on our terms, not theirs. We offer the hand of friendship, or the elbow, as today's is, and we welcome them, but do we want them under our rules? Now, this year we celebrate 400 years of the sailing of the Mayflower in 1620, where people were forced to sail from our shores because they had to follow the rules of the church in that day. Jesus reaches out to the woman in her culture, doesn't ask her to join a club or give any provisos. He accepts her as she is and allows her to continue in her cultural way of living. A mission-shaped church does not put boundaries around itself. It should be prepared to dismantle them and learn from others with different ideas so that we can grow together as a people of God, with all the differences that they may entail. If we're to be truly Christ-like, we have to embrace outsiders. Not so that they become like us, but so that we can learn from God, about God, from them. A brave church is one which is willing to change and then grow in ways thought impossible. This Canaanite woman challenged the disciples across the barriers of racism and sexism. And Jesus used the situation to teach those around him that salvation is for all who believe in him, and not just for those that fit comfortably into our way of life. Amen. Heavenly Father, help us to accept people as they are, just like you accepted us. Let us be open to learn from others and not expect them to fit into our image, but to encourage them to learn about you and leave you to mould them into the Christian that you want them to be and how to serve you. Amen. Now let's say the grace together. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.